Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. May you be blessed today as you rise and have been given another day of mercy. May your day be filled with joy and hope. Today we're going to read Luke 7, a few verses, and have a few comments for it, and then you can go on your way. Now, when Jesus had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent him to the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that this is he who is worthy, that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. And then Jesus went with him. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof. Neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you, but say a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and told him about, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in all Israel. And they that were sent returned into the house and found the servant whole that had been sick. Now, this is an amazing account. First, you have a man who is, he's the boss. He knows how to handle things. He has the authority to do anything he desires. And you know, something about this man is that he loved his servant. He did not just have a servant to take advantage of only, but he cared for him. This is the humility, kindness, and mercy in his heart. He is also aware of his surroundings. He heard about Jesus. So he sent some men to just go ask if Jesus would just could help him. Can Jesus help us? Is he willing? Do we believe it? Are we willing to ask? Man seemed to be full of good deeds, even when he did not know the truth. He built a synagogue for the Jews. And they appreciated it. And in return, they were willing to go out and ask Jesus for him while he was probably tending to his own needs, or job, or whatever he was doing. He had authority, but he could not heal his servant. In that matter, he was helpless. This man seen he had need. He seen his servant was in trouble, and he desired it to be fixed. And he had faith that this Jesus could do it. And as Jesus approached his home, the man said, I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof. That's why I didn't even tell myself worthy to come talk to you myself. Now, just speak, and my servant shall be healed. Powerful faith. He believed it. He believed in this living God, this Jesus, who cared for his servant. So he sent others to go ask for help. A couple lessons to learn here. One is to call upon the name of the Lord in our needs. And don't be afraid to have others help us pray. There's great confidence. There's great moving, things move when many pray. So for today, if you have a burden in your heart, I would suggest you pray. Don't just worry and fret, but pray. Call on the name of the Lord. If you have a few friends and brothers or sisters, tell them to pray with you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For he careth for you. May God bless your day.